CE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. began its planned airdrops of food to Palestinians in Gaza Saturday. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut tells ABC's This Week that President Biden should push for a long-term ceasefire in regards to the war.
To the extent the president is using additional leverage on Israel, he should do that for national security reasons, not for political reasons. These issues are too important to be dictated by the polls.
Aid groups say Gaza is on the brink of a humanitarian disaster and that aid drops are not enough. Former President Donald Trump won caucuses Saturday in Idaho and Missouri as he carries more momentum into Super Tuesday. Ski resorts plan to reopen today in California's Sierra Nevada region. The winds have died down, but more snow is expected. And crews in Texas still fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history, more than 1 million acres in the panhandle. There are concerns about the impact this fire has had on the cattle industry. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Breezy south winds up around 35 and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy, near 40 tonight. It will stay breezy. Showers looking likely on Monday, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s.
It's 57 at our studios. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the stars. We're on the air till high noon. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. The music of Hollywood. McMurray. That's him on sax. We'll be right back. Fred McMurray is actually from Quincy, Illinois and Kankakee, but his parents are from Wisconsin, Baraboo. To be specific, the music of the stars. Oh, we'd celebrate some Hollywood music. Not all the love songs are from love music. From movies, here's a horror movie. Seriously. With a beautiful love song. That's Gary Miles, the movie Circus of Horrors, starring Anton Differing, 1960, Gary Miles.
When life doesn't seem worth a living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there is no one beside you,
music. Take her, she's mine. Thank you. first Sunday of March on the Music of the Stars, Julie London. The month of St. Patrick. Where the holiday is more celebrated here than it is in Ireland. Go figure. And the first month that we see spring. Here's Julie London. Song written just for her.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing. Your winds are blowing across the sky. Trees are sighing as though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day. Too early for any spring. So we stand.
Just for Julie. Jackie Gleason.
Holly serenade. Every time I hear it play, right out of space, your haunting face appears. There were other serenades, broken promises you made. Why must I pay day after day with tears? Alone in my room, the ghost of you. Alone in the gloom, once more I'm close to you. Melancholy serenade, as the music starts to fade, I feel your kiss, and then you disappear. starts to fade. I feel your kiss, and then you disappear.
Jackie Gleason wrote so many songs. Here's Nat Cole on the Music of the Stars.
And hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll explain.
All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Tea Garden, Lynn Lee Jones and Company. Okay, Spike, if you will. Spike, if you won't. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, John. It's best that we part, John. You have another wife, and I have another husband. And he has another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, is it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off to St. John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband, and he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen.
Chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or Take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. That's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
Dry, my love, since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool. When I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this. A global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday. I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next week.
Is rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. Start a heat wave, a red nurse heat wave. In such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy makes the mercury.
certainly can.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito. Pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Benson 95. Guadalupe 97. San Domingo 99. Martinique 105.
We're having a heat wave. A tropical wave. The temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. He certainly can. I started this heat wave.
Yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can.
Yesterday, Tom Skilling announced his retirement after 45 years at
WGN. That's right. So this morning, we're going to be taking a look at some of his most memorable moments.
Oh, the weather out.
Many amazing moments throughout the years. He started in August of 1978, and he's going to be retiring at the end of February. So many tributes to come for Tom, but made the announcement yesterday.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
anyone what they got. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot. I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot. Real hot, real hot, real hot, real hot.
Pia Zadora. Now that Pia Zadora. Sing.
Walking along the street, or you're at a party.
There he is, girls.
Or else you're alone and there.
Excuse me. Isn't that snot on your shoe?
Snot? Oh, Austin! You gotta be here someplace. I'll stay here, you check the wings.
That this could be the start of something big. There's no...
Oh, no. Not him again. Please, God.
Who knows what's written in that magic book? Cover up the gate, my friend. Invite him in without a second look. You're watching the sun come up. We'll count your
squad. We're here to prevent a disaster.
You're too late for that.
Front. Start of something. This could be the heart of something. There's
to give my heart away, away. Said I'd never love again. Told you so when you walked in. But you changed my mind in a little time. Being oh so kind. I'm in love again. In love that feels so right. When I'm holding you and I'm touching you in the closeness of the night. I'm in love again. In love I've never known. And it makes me strong. When I tried to put you down, how you turned my head around and gently made me fall. After all the hurt I had known before, I was afraid to try again. Thought that love had reached its end.
Civic Media Radio Network.
In love again.
Antonio Di Benedetto. That's his real name.
And joy, everything. Here I go again. The way I used to do. I'm in love again.
Time to say goodbye. Cy Coleman wrote that. I'm Lou Regani. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back on the air. Both pleasure and honor. Thank you for listening. Next Sunday, more of the same, more towards Hollywood and the Academy Awards, and a few surprises on the Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're worldwide at civicmedia.us. Stations all over the Badger State carrying the program, and others tomorrow morning, Don Rosen, 6 to 8 Central. This has been our closing theme for three decades. I have to tell you, the guys who wrote it, I'm not making this up, Alan Roberts and Robert Allen. What's the chance of that happening? Anything can happen on the Music of the Stars, and will find out tomorrow and all week long and on Sundays. 7 to noon Central Time. And until we meet again next Sunday, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive and reach Search for the Stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.